Julie Fowlis attracted new and younger audiences last year singing in the Pixar animated movie Brave, the one about the young princess with the wild red hair.
In the film, I sang in English, of course, which is a little bit of a departure for me. I thoroughly enjoyed doing it. It was a great experience, and I enjoyed musically the challenge of singing in English, although I did find it quite strange to listen back to myself.
That's because Fowlis normally sings in Scottish Gaelic, which is the language of her childhood home on the island of North Uist in the Scottish Hebrides.
Within Scotland, the Hebrides are the last place where Gaelic, or Gaelic as it's often referred to, is spoken on an even footing with English. My mother's a native speaker, so we were brought up with two languages in the house, so it was a very natural thing for me to be drawn towards the rich tradition of Gaelic songs, which I heard growing up.
And you, I suppose one could say, surprisingly discovered that you can make an international career out of singing songs in an obscure language that most of your audiences don't understand.
I know, I sometimes forget about it, and then now and again it hits me that, you know, I am singing in this. I hate to call it a minority language, because for us it's a majority language. It's always around, we speak it every day, it's what I speak to my children. But it's a language that has been minoritized over the years, and it's a constant battle, and it's a constant struggle to keep up the language. And even in Scotland, there are only around 1% of the population speak Scottish Gaelic, so even at home we're very much in the minority. And I guess it feels good to know that people have affection for this language, not just at home but worldwide. And I think it shows the strength of the language, the strength of the poetry and the music that it can carry. It can transcend all these borders and reach out to people, even though they don't understand necessarily what the words mean.
The setting for these songs would have originally not been on concert stages. So is there a translation process? I don't mean a linguistic one, but in terms of arrangements and developing performance practice to bring this kind of music to the modern concert stage?
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's a translation from the workplace. Some of the songs, you know, were in a work song, so maybe they would have been sung by either women or men out in the fields, or, you know, milking cattle, or making butter in the kitchen, or cutting grass. We have songs, you know, for work, and we have songs that carry our great bardic tradition, that go back several hundred years, that have been kept alive by the great poets over such a long period of time. And they would be grand pieces to perform, but they would never be performed on a stage the way that I do now. And almost always, of course, these songs would have been sung a cappella, unaccompanied. So the main translation process for us is to provide a musical accompaniment that is sympathetic, that does not take away from the original song, hopefully, but that can just support it and help, I guess, transport it to another place and to reach out to a new audience. And I guess that's the struggle, is to remain true to the songs and to true to the tradition, and yet do something new with it. What tends to happen is there are some songs that, to my mind, you know, never need music or accompaniment. So those songs remain in the traditional style, unaccompanied. Some would say stark, but I would just say as they should be. And so those songs always have a place in our set, so people can hear what the songs are really like, just as they are in their natural state.
Now, I've heard that you have a goal of learning 500 songs by the time you're 50.
Yeah.
How far along are you?
Oh, I know. Do you know what? I wish I'd never said that, because people keep asking me, and I've never actually totted them all up. I must go away and add them all up. But I guess I'm en route. I'm continually learning, and I think that's really, I think that's what musicians do, isn't it? It's they're trying to better themselves all the time. You never stop learning. And I often think the more that I study and research and learn, the less I realize I know. And so it gives me an impetus to learn more, you know?
Well, Julie Fallis, we hope you perform all the songs you know when you come and play in Laramie.
Thank you very much. We're really excited to come and play for you, so we're looking forward to it.